fandom's changing big time. We'll talk about it in the podcast, the emerging podcast scene, 10:15 Eastern on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app. You are getting the first, you really got the first taste of it in 2018. 2018, you got your first taste of it. It ain't changing anytime soon. And I will discuss that with Tone during the emerging podcast scene. I also have my top 50 movie list that I want to watch with my sons before they graduate high school. And we're never going to get to that.
Is so the Running the Man the on that? Because I guess
Running Man is not on.
There's a new Running Man.
Running Man is
there's
not on.
There's a new trailer. I had to bookmark it right after the show. I'm going to watch it. I'm excited.
We're not going to spend the last segment of the show, you guys just guessing. But take a guess at what movie. If it's on the list.
Cabin Fever.
Cabin Fever, not. Owen? I'm going to do it until one of you get it right.
Flowers in the Attic.
It is not on there. Lima.
Human Centipede.
No. Mitch.
Mitch's mic is not set up for him.
Yeah, who saw that one coming? Owen.
That was my fault. It's my turn already?
Yeah, go.
On Golden Pond.
I'm going to keep it going until you guys pick one that's on the list. Go.
8mm.
No.
Mitch is ready now.
Mitch. Mitch is not speaking.
Mitch is now not participating.
Okay. That's always a way to get yourself more airtime. Owen.
Fast Five.
No, you.
Naked Gun, 3 1/3.
I will do the whole effing segment this way until you guys get it right. Pick one that's on there. There's 50-plus movies on this list.
I got one. Should be on there. Lawrence of Arabia.
No, go. Actually,
the Ten Commandments.
I think the Ten Commandments are on here.
It better be, or Judah Ben-Hur.
Ben-Hur is on the list.
Yes!
Ben-Hur is on the list. I watched Ben-Hur with my grandma. And I was like, why are they rowing? What's going on here? And grandma's like, shut the bleep up. This is a good part. And go, okay, grandma. Go get my cigarettes. 216-474-0092.
Ooh, Harley Davidson and the Marbone.
I think you're upset to hear it. But remember, guys, there's a reason you're hearing it. It's because they have to say it. New York Post put out the article that Shador has been... Deshaun has taken Shador under his wing. And the responses were magnificent.
It's good to see, right? You got a lot of those responses. Yeah. It was nice to see somebody who's been through the NFL, has had the ups and the downs, be able to take someone under their wing. Because who better to serve as a mentor in a situation like that? A cautionary tale, so to speak.
Well, actually, I do think there's something he could teach him. But, I mean, about what the NFL does. I mean, you and I went through that whole thing for 3 years, and it's like, well, wait a minute. Was he put in these positions by certain people who now all of a sudden brag about what they got going on down there? Don't think I didn't see the role that that team, in those files, don't think we all didn't see the role that that organization had in all that stuff. So I think there is something there that could be educational. But, guys, you're going to hear a lot of stuff. I really don't think he's going to play this year. But if he does play that, you know that the wheels have come tremendously off. He is represented by the most powerful man in the NFL, arguably in sports. You're not going to sit there and say a bunch of nasty things as his employer, because if he ends up never playing in the NFL again, I think that's grounds for a lawsuit more than likely. Oof. And Deshaun Watson, he has to go through every single hoop that he has to jump through to make sure that he gets every penny that's entitled to him. And he is entitled to every single penny. Whatever money he's got coming to him, he deserves it. Go ahead and give it to him. You sign him to the deal, that's the way it goes. So these two sides have to keep saying nice things about each other. And I'm sure he's not disliked in the locker room. I'm sure he's not disliked by the guys in the quarterback room. So until he's officially no longer a Cleveland Brown, you're going to keep hearing those sort of things. I just don't believe he's going to play at all. But every time there's any sort of a story that comes out, like we'll talk to Mary Kay on Thursday, and we'll ask him about it, and any sort of story that comes out, we're going to hear the groans, because they have to be nice to each other. No matter what, it's a legal document here, because he's as much as it may bother some people, he is in good standing in the league, is he not? If he was physically able to play, he could play week one if he wanted to. There is nothing stopping him with the NFL. And so you can't, if he's going and doing everything he's supposed to do as a player, and he is, you can't go rip at him as an organization. You can't do that. Let me get to Jeremy in Akron. I got a lot of responses about the PSLs and everything with the season tickets, and are they still a big deal now that we're getting a new stadium? Jeremy, go!
What's up, guys? Hey, this is exactly where having poor leadership in Summit County in Cleveland, they dropped the ball on this. Because if they were smart and didn't decide to fight a losing battle from the beginning and trying to show that they were tough guys to stand up to the billionaire, they would have said, all right, we'll get on board, but we have some stipulations. We want you to take care of the fans. We want you to limit things like PSLs. We want you to limit price. We want, you know, price-protected seats so the regular fan can go. But now that stuff's all gone because they decided to try to be tough guys and show Cleveland all how they're going to stand up to the big, bad, rich guy. So now there's no room for any of this negotiation. And this isn't something that hasn't happened. When they built the Pontiac Silverdome, they used government money, and that's exactly what they did. They made certain lower-level seats capped at $15 so the regular fan could go to the game.
So, Jeremy, I understand that. In a perfect world, that would have been amazing. And certainly you wouldn't expect that to come from Brook Park because they're going to do anything they can to get the stadium. So you wouldn't expect their mayor to fight for that.
Right. So Cuyahoga County jumps in and says, all right, we see what's going on here. We know we can't win this. Let's get together, work. We'll get you some money, but you need to do this to protect the fans and the regular people. That's the job they could have done. Now, they either don't have the intelligence, foresight, maybe it's that, maybe they just didn't think of that. But I just think that's something they should have done as leaders is, you know what, they bought the land. It's going to happen. They're moving 9 miles down the road. Don't pretend like they're moving to another state and try to enact the Motel Law, all this stuff. Instead, they tried to be the tough guy, and this is what happens. Now, that all being said, I have a pretty good source pretty high up in the Browns organization that says that they have not decided on PSLs, especially not for regular seats, and there will be options available for season ticket holders without PSLs. Now, obviously, that's all subject to change.
From your lips to God's ears, Jeremy.
So they also sent out, and that's the thing, sources. I know some guys cherry-picked they sent out, you know, I am a season ticket holder. Congratulations on all my success.
Yeah. Congratulations.
But they Stamp Patio, I've seen that. It.
Yeah, it's true.
They sent out a fan survey, and some guys cherry-picked, you know, some of the big accounts on Twitter cherry-picked the high-end ones. But there were affordable tickets. You know, there was affordable.
Jeremy, more importantly, what's Murkowski going to do today?
Okay, that's enough. Goodbye, Jeremy.
I want to hear.
We're not doing that.
We'll just carry it on Twitter.
I knew Jeremy in Akron was doing well. I didn't know he was doing Stamp Patio.
Yeah. Hello.
I did not know that. Congratulations again on all your success.
Is that something we need to bring to the podcast?
What?
Once you get Stamp Patio, is that the official sign?
Yeah, that's a different level. Yeah, you're better than anybody else in the neighborhood. You got Stamp Patio. But usually if you're living in a neighborhood like that, everybody has Stamp Patios. Where can you get a Stamp Patio taken care of for you with all the great trimmings that you could want with 0% financing until 2027? Extend Technologies. And they present the emerging podcast scene on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the Free Odyssey app coming up at 10:15 a.m. Eastern. Big thanks to Nick Barlage, CEO, Rock Entertainment, Cleveland Cavaliers. They're doing well. I bet Nick has a Stamp Patio. Bet he's got one. We're back tomorrow, 6 to 10, for Big Country, for Jeff, for Mitch, for the slippery wizard, Anthony Lima. I'm Ken Carman. Have a wonderful day, my friend.